Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on the 17th day of December, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We had a long portion yesterday. This one's a little shorter, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're in the Passion Translation. This is what it says. So until these issues were settled, I decided against paying you another painful visit, for if I brought you pain, you would be unable to bring me joy. And this was the very point I made in my letter, for I didn't want to come and find sadness filling the very ones who should give me cheer. But I'm confident that you will do what's right so that my joyous delight will be yours. I wrote you previously sobbing with a broken heart. I was filled with anguish and deep distress. I had no intention of causing you pain, but to convey the overwhelming measure of my love for you. For the one who has caused me grief has not only grieved me, but to some extent has caused you all grief as well. I believe that your united rebuke has been punishment enough for him. Instead of more punishment, what he needs most is your encouragement through your gracious display of forgiveness. I beg you to reaffirm your deep love for him. You see, I wrote previously in order to see if your hearts would pass the test and if you are willing to follow my counsel in everything. If you freely forgive anyone for anything, then I also forgive him. And if I have forgiven anything, I did so before you, before the face of Christ, so that we would not be exploited by the adversary, Satan, for we know his clever schemes. When I arrived at Troas, bringing the wonderful news of Christ, the Lord opened a great door of opportunity to minister there. Still, I had no peace of mind because I couldn't find my dear brother Titus anywhere. So after saying goodbye to the believers, I set out for Macedonia to look for him. God always makes his grace visible in Christ, who includes us as partners of his endless triumph. Through our yielded lives, he spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere we go. We have become the unmistakable aroma of the victory of the anointed one to God, a perfume of life to those who are being saved, and the odor of death to those who are perishing. The unbelievers smell a deadly stench that leads to death, but believers smell the life-giving aroma that leads to abundant life. And who of us can rise to this challenge? For unlike so many, we are not peddlers of God's word who water down the message. We are those sent from God with pure motives who speak in the sight of God from our union with Christ. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we thank you for the heart of Paul, and we thank you that in this particular instance, as they had to, the Corinthians had to confront someone who had his father's wife, that they did it, and that now their job was to encourage him, and he had repented. And so, Lord, I just really see the power of this church discipline, and the fact that it worked is really encouraging to me, because I know that there have been times where I've been a part of something like that, and it hasn't always gone well. And so I love that we can see kind of the whole process here. And Lord, I pray that for those of us who maybe know something going wrong that we need to confront, that you would give us the strength to do that. I've always told you, Lord, that I do not want a confrontational ministry, but there have been times in my life where you have said, I need you to confront that other believer about that thing. And I certainly did it kicking and screaming and not willingly often, and I'm sorry to say that, but it was hard. It was so hard. But Lord, you have brought good things out of those times. And Lord, I know that as we confront others, we're supposed to confront ourselves first. And so, Lord, I pray today that we would examine our hearts and to look to ourselves and to see if there's any hurtful way. And we know that that's your job too, that you examine our hearts and you let us know. And so, Lord, we just want to be clean before you. We want to be set free. We want to experience your grace in new ways. And Lord Jesus, thank you that we are a positive perfume, that we are a fragrance of you wherever we go. And I just love that metaphor. It's such a beautiful metaphor. But it's also kind of a surprising metaphor, because the very perfume that causes other believers to find each other in foreign countries, and this has happened to me many times, I have been on foreign soil away from home, and I can just immediately tell who the believers are just by this like knowing. And I just love that, Lord. But this same fragrance becomes a stench to those who are of the world and who are moving toward destruction. And so, Lord, I pray for those who are in that place today, those people in our lives who are far from you, that view that fragrance as a stench. And we pray earnestly by the power of your Holy Spirit, because you're the one doing it, would you woo our friends and family and those we love toward you today? That is my heartbeat, Lord, and I would long to see it. Lord, we thank you that you have given us grace upon grace upon grace, and you lead us in endless triumph. Lord, for those of us who are having a hard time lifting our heads today, you are the lifter of our heads, and you bring the triumph. And so we pray for that today. I pray for victory for my friend. I pray for freedom for my friend. I pray for peace and grace for my friend in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Motivate Me Project by Melanie Brown. You can go to Melanie, which is M-E-L-O-N-Y Brown.com/motivateme to subscribe. It's $10 a month. You'll get a text every single day that's motivational, that will help you tackle your 2021 with vigor and joy and with intention. And she does have a special right now that if you buy the whole year, it's $99. So that's a really nice what is that called? A discount. Yes, it's a really nice discount. And she also has a Motivate Me journal that goes along with it that's $20. So you can go to Melanie, M-E-L-O-N-Y, brown.com, motivate/motivateme to subscribe and to start your 2021 out with that kind of motivation and intention. But not only start your year, but end your year. And that's something that I'm really excited about, because I tend to wane within the first couple months, all of those great exercise ideas that I have and all of that reading lots of scripture. And I'm just so clay footed, and I could use that motivation. So Melanie, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And I just appreciate you. So again, it's Melanie, M-E-L-O-N-Y Brown.com/motivateme to pick that up today. Have a great day, everybody. You are loved. And God is for you.